This is Jim Leff in Framingham, Massachusetts. I'm about to get out of town after a few days here, crushingly disappointing days in some ways. This has always been the Cidade Maravilhosa for me, the marvelous city. That's what Brazilians call Rio, but that's what I call Framingham because it's just filled with Brazilian people and Brazilian food and culture and music. It was great. And I always dreamed of staying here for a few days and just checking it all out. Well, guess what? It's not here anymore. I mean, there's still a lot of Brazilians, but they're sort of... I don't know what happens to Brazilians. You get them out of Brazil and they dry up somehow. I think Brazilians would probably... Brazilian Americans would probably agree with that, actually. I know a bunch. In fact, I've gone out with more than one. And the manifestation of that for food here is that everything's turned buffet. And not just buffet, but poor buffet, just sort of industrial, here's your vats of food, people, come and get it, buffet. That superficially resemble Brazilian food. And I don't know, it's been very frustrating, although I found great Indian and Sichuan and some other stuff, which you've probably already read about by this point. So anyway, as I've just finished my final Brazilian buffet, this place recommended me to me by the folks at Magic Oven, which I respect immensely. I went here with high hopes, hoping that it would be different, and it's just not. And I was just about ready to sort of accept defeat and return back to Rhode Island. And maybe in the background you can hear what I'm hearing, which is very cool Bahian drum music. I'm walking towards it. And I'm not going to pretend that I'm just discovering this. I hate dishonest reporting. I already walked over there, but now I'm walking over there with you. So I know it's there. At first I thought it might be in the back, coming out of the back of the kitchen from the restaurant. But those people, the kind of food they make, they would never listen to anything that hip. Can you hear it now? That's the kitchen clattering noise on the left and the drums on the right. Now, at first, I thought people might be drumming back here. But I'm peeking through the fence, and there's one or two guys hitting a drum, but it's a record. And it seems to be some sort of body shop or something. Just guys hanging out on folding chairs outside the shop. And I hope you're enjoying this, because... by the way, if it just flipped to the left channel, it's because I'm pacing in impatience and frustration. Enjoy this. This is the only little nugget of real Brazilian anything, aside from the pães de queijo, the cheese bread at Magic Oven. That's it right there. That's as good as it gets. And I can't get past the fence, and I can't get to where they are because they're like in this private driveway. And I would love to go drink a cachaça with them and feel good, but I can't get there. Eartha doesn't know how to get back there. It's a private driveway. It's in back of a fence, and... as little as I can see through that fence, they look a little scary. And so there's certain things even I can't penetrate. And I pride myself on being... well, I guess fearless would be the boastful way. What it really is obnoxious and intrusive. I think those are friends I can't make. So we bid farewell to Framingham with an incredibly heavy heart. I'm so disillusioned, I can't even tell you. And let's get on with the seafood thing. I've been lollying around Framingham for like 3 or 4 days. I should have been out eating crab and lobster in shacks by the New England shore, but I've been like obsessing over Framingham and trying to find something. So, okay, that's it. That's it. That leg of the trip is done. From here on in, it's seafood shacks up to Maine, up to New Brunswick. And we got a few days to do it. I think I've got like 4 or 5 days to get up to northern Maine. So that should work. I've got a lot of tips. I'm hoping to ignore them all and find better stuff. All right, well, obrigado, Framingham. I hope you get it back together again. One day.